It's time now for Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on WAKO. This game is brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home,
Best Way Express,
Wabash General Hospital, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber.
And now, Lawrenceville Indians basketball,
here on WAKO.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Red Hill High School, the site today of Lawrenceville Indian basketball, as the Indians take on the Casey Westfield Warriors in the first quarterfinal of the Little Illini Conference basketball tournament. I'm Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman alongside. It's time now for the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BEST-WAY to get the keys to a new career today. Well, the Indians, coming off a win last night, will face a tall test today, literally, as they take on the Casey Westfield Warriors, the top seeds in this first quarterfinal of the day. The Indians with a 65-50 win over Paris last night to improve to 4-12. Casey comes in 15-3. Leaders of the conference, they haven't lost a conference game, and they are the favorites to win the LIC championship. Casey's been down for a few years, but now they're back up and leading the league under the tutelage of Tom Brannon, and they'll face Randy Bishop's ball club here today. Randy, a former Casey Westfield coach, won a lot of games there, and he, Brett, would like to nothing better than to beat his old ball club, but his team's going to have to play its A game here this afternoon.
They're going to need the A++ game, Steve. They're going to beat this one. Like you said, tall test, literally coming into this one. Looking at their starting five, Steve, 6'1", 6', 6'6", 6'4", 6'6". The only ones in the starting lineup for the Indians that are 6' or taller, Zeus Marsh and Ryan Moore. It's going to be a tall, tall test tonight. And the other thing about this Casey Westfield team is juniors and seniors. Their bench is young, but their starting five and their first six, juniors and seniors. It's going to be a tall test tonight, Steve.
Indians got good performances from Zeus Marsh yesterday, leading the way. He'll have to be on top of it today. Also, good performances from Jordan Jones, and the Indian bench probably will play a key in this game as well. Christian Beeman was fine off the bench yesterday, and I'm sure the Indians are going to have to go to that bench some here today.
Speaking of that bench, so there has been a little bit of a shakeup in the starting lineup. Ryan Moore is going to be starting over Blaine Winningham. Winningham going to be bringing the energy off of the bench today. Let's see what him and Christian Beeman can possibly do down the stretch. If we can get a good performance out of Zeus Marsh, I feel like he's one of the Indians players that's kind of coming into his own, at least offensively. You're always going to get that effort from him on both sides of the court, but he's just really been able to fill it up lately, Steve.
All right, so it's the Indians and the Warriors here in the first quarterfinal of the day. Three more will follow. We'll have one for you coming up at 6 o'clock this evening. Second-seeded Robinson against 7-seeded Red Hill. That'll be on the Legend. But here you're listening to Light 103 with the Indians and the Paris Tigers. That's been the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BEST-WAY to get the keys to a new career today. Lawrenceville Indians and Casey Westfield Warriors from the LIC tournament in Bridgeport. We're back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Attention truck drivers. Hi, this is Brett from Light 103 Sports. I wanted to tell you guys about Best Way Express in Vincennes. If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen up. Want to be home every weekend? Best Way can do that. Want to be home every day? Best Way can do that. Looking for something part-time? Best Way can do that. Don't have your CDL, but looking to start a career? Best Way has an awesome driving school, and they'll pay you to attend. Join a company that knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sippet menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-thru order at Sippet Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Your stress-free radio station. This is the new Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes, a DLC Media radio station.
2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Back here in Bridgeport, Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports. First of all, for the Indians, who will be the visitors on the scoreboard here. They are the lower seed, thus they are the visitors. They'll start Connor Odell, the 5'9 junior, number three. Zeus Marsh in the starting lineup. Zeus, a 6'2 junior, number 10. Skylar Toole in the starting lineup for the second game in a row, the 5'10 sophomore, number 11. Ryan Moore back in the starting lineup, 6'2 senior, number 24. And Jordan James, the 5'11 sophomore, number 32 for Randy Bishop. So again, Odell, Marsh, Toole, Moore, and Jones for the Indians of Randy Bishop. Again, with a record of 4-12, the ninth seed in this tournament. For the top-seeded KZ Westfield Warriors, coached by Tom Brannon, the former Marshall head coach, a Hall of Fame coach, in his own right. In fact, we have two Hall of Fame coaches doing battle here. Both Tom and Randy went in to the Hall of Fame this year, the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame. So two Hall of Fame coaches getting together here this afternoon. For the Warriors, they'll start Ethan Gilbert, a 6'1 junior, number 10. And Brandon Burke will start. He is a 6-foot senior, number 12. Kyle Carver will start. He is a 6'6 senior, number 20. Logan Hawker will start for the Warriors. He's a 6'4 senior, number 23. And Luke Richards will start in the middle, the big guy. He is a 6'6 junior, number 44. So again, for Casey, it's Gilbert, Brandenburg, Carver, Hawker, and Richards. We mentioned this is the first of four quarterfinals. Indians and Katy here. Coming up next, four-seeded Newton against fifth-seeded Marshall. That'll be at approximately 4:30. Then we'll have the number two-seeded Robinson Maroons against seven-seeded Red Hill. That'll be coming up tonight on the Legend at around 6 o'clock. And the final quarterfinal has number three, Olney Richland County, against number six-seeded Flora. The winners move on to semifinal play Tuesday. The losers head into consolation bracket play. Well, glad you're with us on this Saturday afternoon. Indians, as we mentioned, the visitors in the red traveling uniforms with the white numerals and the red and white trim, and KZ in the home white uniforms with the purple numerals and the purple and gold trim. Indians trying to pull off the upset here, make their way to the semifinals on Tuesday. Zeus Marsh will jump it up against Kyle Carver, and the tap is controlled by Casey. And we're underway. Man-to-man by the Indians here at the outset. Left side pass to Gilbert. Now right side on the wing to Brandenburg. Jared Brandenburg on the right side on the wing. Guarded by Toole. Top of the key, long jumper by Gilbert. No, they go down low, and they pitch in down to Luke Richards, and he scores. I thought he was going to shoot there for a while, but he passed down low to a wide-open Richards. 2-0 Casey. Marsh on the left wing to Odell. Now right side on the wing to Jones. Casey man-to-man here at the outset. Jones taking to the right baseline. Now with Odell on the right wing. Back out to Marsh. Top of the key. Zeus a long three. Got it. Zeus Marsh. Three ball. And the Indians are on top by a score of 3-2. Here is Logan Hawker. Top of the key now to Gilbert. Right side on the wing to Brandenburg. Now to Carver. Top of the key in the motion offense to Gilbert. Down the lane he comes. Feeds it on the baseline. Right side to the bigger Luke Richards. And he scores in close on the baseline. Richards.
He's 2-for-2.
4 points, 4-3 in favor of Casey. 6:42 to go opening quarter here in Bridgeport. Odell between the circle dribble. Right side on the wing to Moore. Now right baseline. Jones to the hole. Lays it up and in. Strong move by Double J, Jordan Jones. And it's 5-4 Indians. 6:25 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Across the timeline. comes Brandon Berg. Now down the lane, a drive by Gilbert. His shot up and in from in close from about 5 feet, left side. And Casey on top, 6-5. Odell across the timeline to Moore. Left side on the wing to Toole. Looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Now dribbles out front between the circles. On the right wing to Moore. Dribbles to the middle between the circles. Now to Jones on the left wing. Jones down the lane. Floater's blocked away by Richards, and he collects the loose ball for Casey. Off now to Hawker across the timeline on the left wing to Brandenburg. Brandenburg heading to the baseline. Lays it up too hard. Rebound brought down by Brandenburg again on the right wing. Now out front, long jumper off the mark, taken there by Carver. Indians with a rebound. Toole at the other end, heads to the hole. Floater is up and in from the right baseline by Skyler Toole. His first basket, and the Indians lead 7-6. 5:23 to go, opening quarter. They feed it down low underneath to Richards, who shoots and scores again. Richards, six quick points for him, and it's 8-7. In favor of Casey. Toole across the timeline. Picked up at midcourt by Hawker. Now to Jones. Top of the key to Marsh with Richards on him. Toole takes the right baseline. Cut off there. Right wing to Jones. Fakes inside the three-point arc. Lets it go and lets... And he scores.
Battle of offenses so far.
9-8 in favor of Casey. I should say the Indians. Now down low, they go to Richards. He's called for traveling. He was double-teamed, and that bothered him on that baseline. And the Indians take over with a one-point lead. 4:45 to go, first quarter. Inbound to Odell. He'll work it up against the defense of Ethan Gilbert. Has the ball stripped away, and Gilbert lays it up and in. Pocket picked, and Gilbert with a quick basket and a quick timeout. 30-second break wanted by Randy Bishop. People's State Bank scoreboard shows Casey on top of Lawrenceville 10-9. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
It's a great CD offer for 2018 from Citizens National Bank of Albion. You'll definitely want to take advantage of. Purchase a new certificate of deposit at a 1.80% APY, annual percentage yield, for a fixed 18 months. So come in from the cold and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any of our six banking locations today. You'll be glad you did. APY effective as of January 17, 2018.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Support for Indians basketball. I want to thank Water General Hospital, Neil Tire and Auto Services, and Sid's Play sponsoring this broadcast.
Indians inbound, trailing 10-9, 4:30 timeline. Now on the do more. Guarded out there out front by Hawker. Now to Marsh on the right wing. Tool dribbles to the middle. Cut off there. Now to Moore. Left side to Jones. Takes the left baseline to the hole. And a bumping foul charged on Casey. That was Ethan Gilbert that got him. So the Indians inbound underneath their own hoop. Jones signals play number two to his Indian teammates. And he looks to get it in. Does out front to Marsh. Zeus between the circles. Feeds it back door to Odell. Lays it up and in. Connor Odell. Nice cut and a nice pass in that Princeton motion offense that Randy Bishop likes to use. Now down the lane. A shot off glass. No good. Drive by Brandenburg. But he was fouled and will go to the line for Casey free throws. 4 minutes to go. Opening quarter. 11-10 Indians in this seesaw affair thus far.
Both offenses coming out here strong tonight, Steve.
We throw up and in by Brandenburg. His first point of the game. And we're tied at 11.
For Casey, it's been how many different ways can we get the ball down low to Luke Richardson? And for the Indians, it's just been motion, getting open.
Brandenburg hits both those free throws. Casey leading 12-11. Odell will bring it across the timeline. Picked up at midcourt by Noah Livingston into the game, the first substitute for Casey of the day. Marsh now to Jones, double teamed on the wing, left side, lays it up too hard, rebound brought down by Livingston across the timeline, right wing, underneath the Richards, wide open, and he lays it up and in. Luke Richard was wide open, 8 points for him already in this game. 3:30 to go, opening quarter. Toole on the right wing. Now back out front, the ball tipped away to Richards, feeds it up to Gilbert, who lays it up and in. And another timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Not happy with the defense. Indians down by 5, 30-second break, 3:21 to go, first quarter, 16-11. Casey, this is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Back here at Bridgeport, the Indians trailing the KZ Westfield Warriors 11-16. This game brought to you by Best Way Express. Call 833-BESTWAY to get keys to your new career today.
It is across the timeline against the defense. Here's Blaine Winningham into the game. His baseline shot is no good on a drive. He was intimidated by Richards underneath. And Casey with the loose ball underneath. Wide open reverse layup up and in by Brandenburg. Indians again losing a man defensively down low for a wide open layup. 18-11 in favor of Casey. Tool across the timeline on the right wing. Bounces it out now to Marsh. Zeus on the dribble. Leaves it for Tool. Tool between the circles. Now right side to Jones on the wing. Jones to Marsh at the top of the key. Looks down low. Feeds it underneath to Jones, but it's intercepted. Intercepted by Casey. Intercepted by Hawker. Top of the key to Kilbert. Now a long three is good from the right side by Brandenburg. First Casey three. And now the Warriors steal it away on the inbound. Hawker a long three left side. Off the mark. No good. Rebound battle for, and a shot up and in close by Gilbert. Gilbert with 8 points. Casey with an 11-point lead, 12-point lead. I stand corrected, 23-11. 2 minutes to go. A little flurry here near the end of the first quarter as the top seeds on top. Jones in the left corner on the dribble. Feeds it down low underneath to Winningham, and he was pulled down from behind by Brandenburg of Casey. So the Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. They could use a hoop. Here now, Casey with a spurt.
Zeus Marsh has found himself alone at the top of the key with Luke Richards on him. I think you just got to take him off the dribble. Don't worry about passing. I'm sure that you're faster than he is. Just get around him. See what you can't do with the big fella. Maybe get him in foul trouble.
Christian Beeman into the game for the Indians. First substitute of the day for Randy Bishop. And it comes to Christian on the dribble, top of the key for the Indians. Guarded by Livingston out front. In the man-to-man. Now Winningham left wing, left corner to Tool. Tool on the drive, baseline, goes to the hole, lays it up, no good. Tapped up and in by Marsh. Zeus Marsh with the tap-in. His first two-point field goal of the day, and it's 23-13. Casey, 1:28 to go, opening quarter here at the LIC tournament. Hawker at the top of the key. Left side to Brandenburg. Feeds it down underneath to Richards on the left baseline. Double-teamed, has the ball knocked away. And now in the corner, back out to Livingston. In a corner, long jumper by Brandenburg. In and out, no good. Rebounded up and in, however, by Gilbert. Another basket for Ethan Gilbert. On the rebound. Bad box out by the Indians. They throw it quickly up court. Left side to Marsh. Feeds it down low on the baseline. Right side to Jones. His jumper off glass and in. Off the dribble in the lane.
Jordan Jones is working. He's got 6 points so far.
25-15, 48 seconds to go, opening quarter. Casey on top here. Top of the key is Brandenburg. The left side to Livingston, back out top of the key. Gilbert, long jumper right side by Hawker is off the mark. The long rebound to Tool of the Indians. He'll bring it across the timeline. Now to Beeman on the left wing to Jones, left corner. He'll dribble it out front. 25 seconds to go. Here's Jones working one-on-one down the lane. Throws it up there, off balance and off glass, no good. Livingston in the rebound, up quickly to Gilbert. Gilbert to the hole, lays it up and in again. Gilbert, man, he is red hot here in this first quarter. And it's 27-15, 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Tool across the timeline on the dribble, heads to the hole, lays it up, off glass and in. Nice job by Skyler Tool. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Here at the LIC Boys Basketball Tournament, quarterfinal play. At the end of one quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard, it is Casey 27, Lawrenceville 17. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
As we start the second quarter here in Bridgeport, I want to thank People State Bank, your community bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, and Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza.
Indians with the ball off the quarter break, trailing 27-17. Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman. Here's a long jumper, top of the key, a three ball by Zeus Marsh. His second three of the day, and the Indians are within seven at 27-20. Just underway here in the second quarter. Livingston at the top of the key, guarded by Jones. Left side to Gilbert. Better get on him. Down the lane he comes. Now right side. They go to Brandenburg on the baseline. Feeds it in the middle. Richards lays it up and in. Richards now in double digits, as is Gilbert. And it's 29-20. Casey. And he comes to Beeman, to Toole. He'll bring it across the timeline. On the right side dribble. Looking for a screen top of the key for Marsh. Can't find it. Now Jones comes to get the ball in the motion offense. Top of the key. Left side on the wing. Deep to Marsh. Now feeds to Winningham at the high post. Beeman, a long three, is off the mark from the left wing. Rebounded by Marsh. Lays it up too hard off glass. Beeman down low has it blocked away by the tall timber, Kyle Carver, 6'6", blocking it away. Livingston back out on the left wing to Carver. Now down the lane is shot up and no good by Brandenburg, but a tip up and in by Luke Richards. And it's 31-20, 11-point lead again for Casey. Now backdoor cut, Jones can't handle the pass. Loose ball, scramble for it, and Winningham has it. And he gets it to a teammate. Now he throws it between the legs of Marsh, who's fouled on the way down floor. There by Blaine Winningham, but he just couldn't get the ball to Marsh, who was too close to him, bounced it between his legs, yeah. And Casey was off to the races. They'll inbound underneath their own hoop, and it comes on the baseline and by Gilbert again.
This Casey Westfield ball club is a well-oiled machine.
33-20, that's about four or five unmolested layups they've had in this first half. Here's Winningham underneath, ball blocked away by Carver, and a foul charged on Kyle Carver, the 6'6 senior for Casey, and Blaine Winningham heads to the line for Indian free throws. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 33-20, Casey. Tom Brannon pacing in front of the Casey bench as Winningham misses that free throw. Blaine on the year in just a few games, averaging just under 11 points a game. Free throw up and in. One out of two. And it is 33-21. They go back door and a shot up and in. Up and in by Carver. His first basket of the day as they caught the Indians napping again. Now full court man-to-man pressure by Casey. Marsh helping out in the backcourt. Gets it off to Toole. Picked up by Livingston as he brings it across the timeline on the right side dribble. 5:36 to go, second quarter. Toole down the lane is bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop. Got to give Skylar Toole credit. He's aggressive, sees a little opening, and he goes for it.
Absolutely. He and Jordan Jones have been able to penetrate tonight.
And it comes to Toole off the inbound on the right side on the dribble. Feeds it down low on the baseline. Winningham has the ball blocked away by Carver, but gets it back on the baseline. Now Winningham feeds it now to Marsh. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Casey. It'll be Indian basketball. That size inside. Carver and Richards bothering the Indian forwards and centers down low. 35-21. Casey by 14. Jones, the trigger man for the Indians, looking to get it in. Looking, and he cannot. 5-second violation. Nobody got open for the Indians, and Randy Bishop can't understand why. 5:18 to go, second quarter, 35-21. Warriors. Across the timeline, Jared Brandenburg, left side on the wing to Livingston. Now they feed it to Gilbert on the right wing. Back top of the key to Carver. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, no good. Jones the rebound. Long down court heave to Whittingham. Lane one on two. Lays it up. No good. Tipped up by Marsh. No good. Marsh gets his own rebound. Lays it up. No good. Rebound fought for again. Beeman runs it down. Feeds it to Marsh. Right side of the lane to the free throw line. Now on the left corner, long three-pointer is no good by Beeman. Rebounded by Richards. Outlet pass to Livingston. Across the timeline he comes. Top of the key dribble. He needs with some good chances there, but nothing would fall. Now Gilbert, free throw line, right side on the wing to Livingston. Back out top of the key to Brandenburg. 35-21, Casey, 4:25 to go here in the second quarter play. Left side pass to Brandenburg. Now top of the key, Livingston lets a long three go. A high arcer, bounces high, no good. Richards with a rebound, lays it up and in. The big guy with the board. He and Gilbert are killing the Indians as a duo here today. 37-21, 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Beeman to Whittingham, takes the left baseline, lays it up, and in, and a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Well done there by Whittingham, number 33.
Besides the two outside shots that Zeus Marsh has been able to knock down, most of the Indian points tonight, Steve, have been dribble drive and layups.
37-23. Whittingham trying to complete the three-point play. Cannot. The rebound brought down by Hawker of Casey. Off to Brandenburg. Across the timeline he comes. Dribbles down the lane. Lays it up. Blocked away. Odell with it for the Indians. Odell wanting to run. On the right side, dribble on the wing. Leaves it for Toole. Now the Indians will set up. They go left side on the wing to Whittingham. Now on the left corner, Toole takes the baseline, feeds it out front to Jones. Now in the corner, Odell a long three. Got it! Connor Odell, his second basket of the day, his first three. And the Indians are down 37-26, 3:23 to go in the second quarter. Here is Ethan Gilbert to the left side of the lane, back right side. Long jumper by Hawker is good. A three ball by Logan Hawker, his first basket. And it's 40-26, a 14-point Casey lead, 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Odell in the left corner on the dribble, now between the circles. Right side on the wing to Whittingham, looking to try to get it down low, but he carried the ball. He was trying to make a bounce pass to Jones, who was cutting on the right baseline, but he couldn't connect.
Randy Bishop not happy on that one. Want to point out that Ethan Gilbert and Luke Richard, 28 points between the two of them.
28 of the 40 for Casey by those two. 2:48 to go. Gilbert down the lane. Lays it up with a left hand. Short. Rebound battle for. Richards saves it in to Livingston. Now right side on the wing to Brandenburg. And then down low to Richards again, who lays it up and in.
Almost too easy for Luke Richards tonight.
42-26. 2:30 to go. Second quarter. Toole across the timeline for the Indians. Whittingham in the left corner to Odell. Connor on the dribble. Back out front. Guarded by Gilbert. Now right side to Whittingham, goes to the basket, lays it up, no good, but he was hacked and fouled by Hawker on his way to the hoop and will have to earn him at the free throw line. Lane Whittingham at the line, 3 points on the day for him. Chance to add to that total, free throw is up and no good. Indians leaving some points at the line here today. You got to take every opportunity to get points against these guys.
Especially when the clock stopped like
yeah.
It is.
And he missed the second free throw, rebounded by Livingston. He'll lay it off now for Brandenburg. He'll bring it across the timeline, left side to Livingston. Now on the deep left wing to Hawker. They look for the backdoor cut, can't find it. Now Livingston off to Gilbert. Gilbert on the right baseline drive to the middle. Feeds it now to Richards on the baseline. Short jumper up and in.
He can give it to you many ways. He just showed us a little bit of his range there.
And now we have a foul charged on Casey. Skylar Toole bringing the ball up floor, fouled. And the one-and-one coming up for Skylar Toole. Toole with four on the day for the Indians. 1:51 to go, second quarter. 44-26, Casey. Free throw on its way, and good by Toole. 44-27. Still got a minute 51 to go in the second quarter. The Indians have already given up 44 points here in this first half.
And to be honest with you, though, Steve, this has been one of their best offensive first halves that I've seen this year.
Toole completes both free throws. 44-28, a minute 45 to go. Gilbert across the timeline, leaves it for Livingston on the left side dribble now. Feeds it to another new player into the game, Will Hosselton. Number 22. Now the ball knocked away and stolen away by Toole. Quickly up floor come the Indians. Connor O'Dell between the circle dribble. Now on the left wing to Winningham. Now to Marsh between the circles. Right side on the wing to O'Dell against this sticky man-to-man for Casey. Now Marsh at the top of the key. Zeus leading it for O'Dell on the right wing. Now to Marsh. Right corner to O'Dell. He'll back it out now on the dribble between the circles to Marsh. A minute three to go here in the second quarter. Indians being very deliberate this possession down floor. Need a hoop. Jones to O'Dell in the right side, on the right side to Winningham. Call for a double dribble. Turnover on the Indians.
Only their six so far, Steve.
44-28. And Hosselton comes out, replaced in there by Brandenburg.
And we've got Ryan Moore re-entering the game for Blaine Winningham.
Across the timeline, Gilbert guarded by Marsh. 45 seconds to go, second quarter. Casey 44, Indians 28. Left side on the wing to Gilbert. Back out top to Brandenburg. We're looking to go one-on-one with Skylar Toole. They're in a 1-4 offense. Again with this big lead, they're content to try to eat clock. 25 seconds to go. Brandenburg looks to the sidelines to Tom Brannon. Now they work it left wing to Livingston in the corner to Brandenburg on the dribble. Leaves it off for Gilbert. Now to Hawker. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Gilbert on the left wing. Top of the key. Down the lane he comes. He lays it up. Blunt short, but tipped up and in by guess who? Luke Richards. And the first half comes to a close with Casey with all the momentum here. At the end of one half of play in this Little Illini Conference quarterfinal here at Red Hill High School on the People's State Bank scoreboard, it's Casey 46, Lawrenceville 28. We're back with a little Lawrence County Memorial halftime report in about 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has everything for the handyman or woman. Dremel Tool Kit, only $69.99. Milwaukee M18 Compact Combo Kit for just $209.99. Leggett Lumber and Hardware has what you need to stay warm this winter. With items like weather stripping, heat lamps, and space heaters, Leggett will keep you comfy and cozy all season long. When inclement weather hits, Leggett Lumber's got your back with snow shovels and ice melt. With tools and accessories for $9.99 or less, you can't go wrong shopping at Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport.
Are you thinking about a career change? Do you love to travel? Join the team at Best Way Express. Best Way is now enrolling students into their driving school. Best Way Express will pay you to attend their driving school and guarantee you a full-time job afterwards. Call 833-BESTWAY for more information. Best Way Express has been transporting America's future since 1981. Call 833-BESTWAY and join the most well-respected trucking company in the area. Let Best Way Express hand you the keys to success by handing you the keys to a truck. Call 833-BESTWAY or go to bestwayexpress.com today.
Neal Tire and Auto Service in Lawrenceville brings you this tip on how to get the longest life out of your tires. Simply follow these three steps: inflate, rotate, and evaluate. This will save you money in the long run. Neal Tire's expert technicians can balance and rotate your current tires. And when it's time for a new set of tires, Neal Tire also sells and installs tires from the nation's top manufacturers. Call Neal Tire today and schedule an appointment, or stop by 1300 Adams Street in Lawrenceville and allow their local team to take care of your vehicle. Make plans for Sid's Place in Lawrenceville this Wednesday or Friday evening for their signature shredded beef tacos. Gather with the gang from work, the family, or invite someone new and introduce them to Sid's Tacos. Sid's begins serving their legendary tacos at 5 p.m. Central, but they're only available on Wednesdays and Fridays. And they're a deal, too, at only $3.75 each. Reserve a table in advance if you're bringing a group. You can also call ahead for to-go orders and use Sid's convenient pickup window. Sid's Place, 1802 11th Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Back here at Red Hill High School, Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman, Lawrenceville Indian basketball on Light 103. Indians trailing the top-seeded KZ Warriors by plenty. By 18, I stand corrected, my math. I'm never very good at math. 18, 46-28. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Brett, the Indians trying to outscore these guys. It's not going to work. You have to try something else.
They stayed with them so far there in that first 5 minutes. I thought that the Indians couldn't miss a shot. And then Casey Westfield let us know they could get the ball down low to Luke Richards in many, many different forms. And then if you forgot about him, oh, by the way, there's this young man by the name of Ethan Gilbert who's going to run it up. Let me go ahead and go over some of the stats from that first half, Steve. Ethan Gilbert, like I said, 14 points for him. Jaron Brandenburg, 7 points. Kyle Carver only had 2. Logan Hawker with 3, but big Luke Richards, 20 points already, Steve. Curious to see how the second half ends up for that young man. He's literally going to fill out my stat sheet, I have a feeling. For the Indians, Connor Odell has 5 points. Zeus Marsh with a couple of early threes has 8 points. Skylar Toole with 6. Jordan Jones also with 6. That pair has been able to penetrate this KZ Westfield defense really well. And Blaine Winningham, he has 3 points. That rounds out the scoring for the Indians.
Indians trailed 27-17 after one quarter play. Trail 46-28 here at the half. Again, the winner of this game moves on to action on Tuesday. They'll play in the first championship semifinal at 6 against the winner of the next game, with 4th-seeded Newton going against 5th-seeded Marshall. Then Red Hill and Robinson meet at 6. Richland County and Flora at 7:30. Those two winners meet in the second semifinal on Tuesday at 7:30. Indians with some work to do in the second half. They trail the KZ Westfield Warriors 46-28. We're back with the second half coming up in just a moment. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Halftime Report. Again, on the People's State Bank scoreboard, it is KZ 46, Lawrenceville 28. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Plan your Mimosa Madness in Canvas, a special girls' night out event with Heartworks by Amanda. Mimosa Madness in Canvas will take place at the Barn in Lawrenceville on Thursday, February 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. Central. Cost is $40 per person and includes your materials and canvas and a complimentary mimosa. Mad quantities of mimosas will be available for purchase. Grab the girls or guys and plan to have dinner at Coco's prior to your event. Thursday, February 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Barn at New Leaf. Call 618-707-2400 to reserve your spot today.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-thru order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Casey State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Back here in Bridgeport, got ready for the second half of action in this first Little Illini Conference Tournament quarterfinal. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman. Lawrenceville Indians trail the KZ Westfield Warriors 46-28. Anybody that doesn't know why KZ was the top seed in this tournament, only had to look at that first half to see why. You got a good ball club, nice mix of size and good guard play out front and good coaching, and They're the real deal.
They're literally a well-oiled machine, Steve. They don't really miss a beat. They've only turned the ball over once in that first half, whereas the Indians turned the ball over seven times, which that's a lower number for them as well. I thought that the Indians' first 5 minutes came out, they're scoring. They're scoring with KZ Westfield, but we knew that wouldn't last too long. Is this Indians team that's not an offensive juggernaut by any means? But they've been able to penetrate pretty well. I think Zeus Marsh has done a good job of bringing Big Luke Richards out of, you know, the low post when they're on the offensive side of the things.
But he has had a big first half with 20 points. Gilbert following him in double digits. Casey will have the ball to begin the third quarter. Glad you're with us for Saturday afternoon hoop here from the LIC tournament in Bridgeport. And it comes to Jared Brandenburg. Top of the key to Hawker. Left wing is Hawker now. Now to Gilbert out front. Indians going with a 2-3 zone to start out here after starting man-to-man, and they throw it right down low, and scoring in close is Kyle Carver.
Kyle Carver, no slouch at 6'6" as well.
Yeah, you forget about him, and he'll score on you too. 48-28, a 20-point lead. 7:30 to go, just underway here in the third quarter. Winningham, Lane at the top of the key for the Indians. Leaves it off for Odell. Right side in the corner to Jones. Tries to take the baseline to the hole. Fake shoots and he missed it in close. And the rebound brought down by Brandenburg. The Indians just cannot afford to miss shots like that. You work so hard to get open, and then you miss a wide open shot. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Warriors working it around the perimeter. The Indian on the wing. Middle shot by Carver, up no good. Richards taps the rebound out to Toole. Indians with numbers, 4-on-1 break. DeMarsh right side, lays it up off glass and in from an awkward angle, but Zeus managed to get the ball to go down. And it's 48-30, Casey by 18. Gilbert now to Hawker. Long three is off the mark. Long rebound to Gilbert on the right baseline, lays it up too hard. Richards there for the rebound, and he's fouled by Winningham down low. Size mismatch there with Richards and Winningham. And K Casey will inbound underneath their own hoop. 48-30, they lead. In the corner, long three-pointer by Hawker is good. Logan Hawker, his second three of the day, 6 points total for him. And it's 51-30 as Toole brings it across the timeline for the Indians. In the left corner to Winningham, takes the left baseline to the hole, lays it up off glass and in. Lane Winningham with a driving basket, 5 for him. And it's 51-32. Warriors in the middle now to Carver. Hawker on the left wing, back to high post. Now they work it down low to Richards, feed it back to the corner. Hawker, Brandenburg out top of the key. Left side, Hawker another long three, got it again.
Morgan Hawker, he's coming on here in the second half.
Three threes for him, total on the game, and it's 54-32. Good ball movement there, and culminated in a long three-point shot. Marsh at the top of the key for the Indians. Odell, a three ball, is no good from the top of the key. Rebounded by Gilbert, brings it across the timeline. Between the circle doodle, down the lane, floater up, no good. Rebound fought for, Winningham has it. Outlet pass to Odell, three-on-one break for the Tribe. They lob underneath to Toole, lets it go from 10. Rolls off, no good. Rebound battle for, Richards has it. Now off to Hawker on the dribble, right side. Now Richards call for an offensive foul as he charged into Blaine Winningham. Blaine had to have guts to stand in there against that big guy.
Yeah.
He knocked him flat.
Surprised Winningham didn't go flying through this wall. That's a big boy against not. He's at what? You describe Winningham as slender?
Yeah. 54-32, Casey. Indians with the ball. Jordan Jones with the ball handling duties now. He brings it across the timeline between the circles. High post to Marsh, left side. Now to Toole. Toole on the dribble to the left side of the lane. Has the ball stripped away by Gilbert. Gilbert one on three. Lays it up and in. Ethan Gilbert.
16 points for him.
56-32, Casey. 4:45 to go third quarter here in Bridgeport. Toole to Marsh. Marsh lets a long three-pointer go. Left side of the lane, no good. Rebound is fought for. Held ball, Winningham and Hawker. Possession arrow in favor of the Indians, so we'll stay at the far offensive end for the Tribe.
Good heads-up play there by Blaine Winningham. Get his hands on that one.
Jones inbounding for the Indians. Does in the left corner to Marsh. Zeus on the dribble. Now on the deep left wing to Toole. Toole right side to Odell. Right corner to Jones. Now left side to Toole on the wing. Dribbles to the middle. Working against this man-to-man by Casey. They play good defense, too. Not a good, and there's a five-second call. Just as I said, they play good defense. Hawker forces a five-second call, and the Indians turn it over. 56-32. 4:14 to go here in the third quarter. All Warriors at this juncture. Across the timeline, Brandenburg to Gilbert on the right wing. Now they go left corner to Brandenburg. Fakes, goes to the baseline, feeds it right to Richards, lays it up with a left hand, no good, but a foul charge on the Indians. And Luke Richards goes to the line to try to add to his big point total today. Ryan Moore getting set to check into the lineup along with Christian Beeman for the Indians. Free throw is up and no good by Richards. Moore in, Beeman in, Winningham out, and Odell out for Randy Bishop. And a timeout wanted by the Indian head coach. Going to be a one-minute break. 4:01 to go. Third quarter on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Casey, 56. Lawrenceville, 32. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
As we rejoin second half action, this game is brought to you by Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, and Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's own locally owned and operated pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Richards with the free throw. 57-32, 3:55 to go here in the third quarter of play. 57-32, Casey. Jones on the deep right wing, guarded by Gilbert. Feeds the top of the key to Marsh at the high post. Now feeds it to Toole, right side to Jones. Now to Marsh. Zeus feeding it underneath to a cutting Jones, who can't hit the layup. Another missed layup by the Indians after a good pass to the baseline. Now Brandenburg, deep on the right wing, giving a lot of room out there by Toole. Top of the key to Gilbert. Looks for a screen from Richards on the dribble. Now bounce pass down low and a foul charged against the Indians, Jordan Jones, with the foul on Carver. And Casey will inbound underneath their own hoop. 3:19 to go here in the third period. 57-32, Casey. And now they say that Carver will get free throws here. Tom Brandon out to check on Carver. Got hit in the face, I think, and stunned there a little bit. Says he's okay and ready to shoot free throws.
I think he might have got poked in the eye there by Jordan Jones.
Free throw up and in.
Not enough, though. He knocked that one down.
Five for Kyle Carver. 58-32. Casey. Livingston getting set to check in. Free throw up and in by Carver, who will take a seat. 59-32. 27-point lead. 3:19 to go, third quarter. In it comes to R.J. Nelms. First time we've seen him this afternoon for the Indians. Skylar Toole will bring it across the timeline on the right side dribble. Top of the circle, left side to Moore. Now to Nelms, feeding it out to Moore. It's intercepted and knocked out of bounds by Casey's Hawker. The Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. Zeus Marsh, the trigger man for the Indians, into Nelms in the left corner, back on the wing, and it's intercepted by Brandenburg. Goes to the hole, shoots over two, and scores. Jared Brandenburg with the basket. And now Casey steals it again. Livingston to Brandenburg underneath. Now in the corner, three-pointer by Hawker. Got it. Hawker, four threes on the day. And it's 64-32. Casey routing the Indians here in this quarterfinal. Toole across the timeline between the circle dribble. Now left corner to Nelms. Nelms to the baseline. Spins to the hole. Shot up, no good. And a foul charged against Casey. It's a good move by R.J. Nelms there on that baseline. Not known for his offensive skills, but showed a good move there.
Absolutely.
R.J.'s free throw on its way and in and out, no good.
That'll bring Blaine Winningham back off the bench. Zeus Marsh getting his first rest of the day.
R.J. Nelms averaging less than a point a game off the bench for the Indians this season. Missed that second free throw. Rebounded by Moore. He shot up off glass and in.
And with that bucket, all of the Lawrenceville starters have made the stat sheet.
64-34, a 30-point Casey lead. The Warriors on their offensive end. Gilbert top of the key on the dribble. Cut off by Beeman, who's into the game for the Indians. Now Hawker deep on the left wing, with Nelms on him. Here's Livingston on the right wing, looking down low for Richards. Moore guarding him. Tough duty there. There's Richards laying it up and in. Sealed Moore off with his big body and just laid it up and in. 66-34. Here's a drive down the lane. Toole shot off glass, altered a bit by Richards. And rebounded by Casey, and a reach-in foul charged on the Indians. Minute 49 to go here in the third quarter. 66-34, Casey. Warriors taking no prisoners in this game. Across the timeline, Brandon Berg leaves it off for Gilbert on top of the key. Now to Hawker on the deep left wing. Cross-court skip pass to Brandon Berg, right side, underneath to Richards, lays it up. No good. Nails the rebound for the Indians. Now left side pass to Winningham. Waits for the traffic to clear. Top of the circle dribble. Leaves it off for Toole on the right wing, guarded by Gilbert. Left side, Winningham in the corner to Beeman. Top of the key, jumper by Moore on the way and good. Ryan Moore from just inside the circle with the bucket. Four for him on the day. 66-36, Casey by 30. A minute nine to go. Down the lane, Brandenburg. Ball tipped out of bounds as he tried to pass in the corner to Hawker. Pass tipped out by Beeman of the Indians. It'll be Warrior ball underneath their own hoop. Now Odell, Connor Odell, checking in for the Indians, replacing Skylar Toole for the Indians. Brandenburg gets it in out front to Hawker across the timeline to Livingston. Winningham on him, top the key to Gilbert, and allowed underneath to Richards, and he's called for a push-off. Yeah, he did. He pushed off down low to get himself free for that lob pass. And the officials caught him with 58 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 66-36, Casey. Connor Odell across the timeline, left side on the wing to Beeman. Top of the key now to Moore, looks down low against the man-to-man. They try to feed it back door, but Richards stuck his hand in there, knocked it away. Three-on-one break, now to Brandenburg. Left side layup, no good. Richards up and in. Richards just took the ball away from the Indians. 36, Beeman on the baseline, shot up and in, but he's called for an offensive foul as he used the elbow to clear himself up on that baseline drive. So the Indians turn it over, and Casey with 30 seconds to go can take a final shot if they so desire. 68-36, they lead. Brandenburg across the timeline, looks for a screen, top of the key. Now to Hawker, his long three-pointer in and out, no good. There's Richards being undercut by Moore. As he went over the top of him, that could go either way. And it looks like they're going to say
that it's on Moore.
Ryan Moore picked up the foul. Did all he could. Richards just too big and strong down there. He came over the top of Moore. Casey inbounds out front to Livingston. Now to Hawker between the circles. 11 seconds to go. Top of the key to Gilbert. Now to Brandenburg, to Gilbert, on the dribble. Down the lane he comes, puts it up on the left hand from about 12, no good. Rebounded by Winningham, 2 seconds to go. And the Indians will not get a shot off as the third quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, after three, here at the LIC tournament, it is Casey 68, Lawrenceville 36. Back in a minute, this is Indian Basketball and Light 103 Sports.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Wabash Valley Service Company is your local energy supplier. We offer all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Our premium Dieselex Gold is the industry leader. It provides a second-to-none additive package to make your engine run at peak performance. Are you getting that from your current fuel? Our fast stop south of the tracks accepts credit cards, and we also offer commercial charge accounts. Don't forget about FS Propane. Safe, reliable, and efficient. Give us a call at 943-3208.
The best in light favorites at work or at home. This is Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Back here in Bridgeport, fourth quarter action underway, LIC tournament quarterfinal, Casey 68, Indians 36, Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman. Casey with the ball to begin the fourth period, in control of this game. Tournament's top seeds, Hawker Now to Gilbert, top of the key, guarded by Beeman. Dribbles to the middle. Now on the right side to Livingston. Now to Gilbert, deep on the right wing, left wing to Brandenburg. Now back to Gilbert. They look down low for Richards. Indians doing a good job of fronting him. Jumper left side off the mark, no good. Beeman with the loose ball rebound for the Indians. 3-on-2 break. Beeman to the middle. Lays it up, no good. And a blocking foul charged on Livingston. Noah Livingston of Casey. The Casey fans to my right here don't agree with that call. They thought their man was there, Livingston, in time and took a charge, but the official said nope, blocking foul, and so Christian Beeman at the line for the Indians. His free throw is on its way, and no good. Casey now will put in five new players. The 6:45, but we have a continuous clock going here in the tournament. Much as the girls' tournament, when you get 30 points or above, they have the continuous clock. 6:30 to go in the game. Beeman at the line for the Indians. His second free throw is up and in.
That's Christian's first point tonight. He had 11 points last night.
And he comes out of the game, replaced in there by Noah Wager. And Casey, new players in there. This is Will Hosselton. You saw him earlier, and he double dribbles out front. And a turnover on the Warriors. 6 minutes to go in the game. Zeus Marsh back into the game, replacing Winningham. Here comes Taylor Osmond into the game for his first action of the day.
I think everything should go through Zeus for the remainder of this game, judging by the personnel that are out on the floor.
Dell across the timeline. Left side on the wing to Marsh. Top of the key to Wager. Right side on the wing to Odell. On the dribble. Cut off. Right side of the lane. Feeds it now to the high post to Osmond. Now to Marsh. Top of the key. Zeus. Left side to Wager. Now to Osmond. Right side on the wing to Odell. They feed down low to Osmond. Taylor back out front to Marsh. Right side, Odell. Nelms, left side on the wing to Wager. 5 minutes to go in the game. 68-37 Casey. Odell, left side of the corner to Wager. Looking down low. Good defense being played by this second unit of Casey. Back out front to Odell, and the Indians will reload. 4:50 to go in the game. They feed down low. Odell shoots and scores. They finally found the backdoor cut they wanted. Connor Odell now with 7. And it's 68-39, Casey. Hosselton is the top of the key. Looks for a screen, dribbles, has the ball blocked away by Wager, but recovered up and in by Caleb Patrick for the Warriors. 70-39, 4:20 to go in the game. There's Odell scooting and scoring again. R.J. Nelms, a good pass on the backdoor cut. And it's 70-41. 4:13 to go in the game. Casey's Dawson Dallapy, 5'10 freshman. Now to Hosselton down the lane. He comes, lays it up too hard, but he was fouled. And on Oxley, an offensive foul, I think.
Yeah, it was. Say, Zeus blocked that very cleanly.
An offensive foul charged on the Warriors with 3:49 to go in the game. 70-41, Casey by 29 points. 3:40 to go in the game. Here's Odell at the top of the key. Left side to Wager on the wing. Noah, top of the key to Odell. Marsh on the wing to Wager between the circles. Now to Marsh. Right corner to Odell against the man-to-man of Casey. They swing it in the left corner to Marsh. Underneath to Odell. There he is again, shooting and scoring.
Connor Odell filling it up.
Indians using that motion offense against this second unit. Successfully, 70-43. Hosselton down the lane, his shot up no good. He was hacked from behind and pushed, and he'll go to the line with 3 minutes to go in the game, and Casey leading 70-43. Will Hosselton is a freshman, a 5'11 freshman. for Tom Brannon's KZ Ball Club, and his free throw rolls through. First point for Hosselton on the day. Jones and Toole in. Nelms and Odell out. For two on the clock moving in this quarterfinal. Hosselton. Free throw on its way. Off, no good. Marsh the rebound for the Indians. Outlet pass to Toole. Quickly up floor in the right corner to Jones. Jordan Jones back out front to Toole. 2:15 to go in the game. Wager, left side to Marsh, takes the baseline. Zeus to the hole, lays it up and in. Marsh strongs for the Indians. 71-45, 2 minutes to go in the game. They beat it down low. The ball deflected out of bounds by Marsh of the Indians. It'll be KZ Ball underneath their own hoop with a minute 55 and the clock moving to go in this. Warriors underneath, turn shot, turn up, no good. That was by Levi Brandenburg. Two Brandenburgs on this quad. Now up front, a foul charged on the Indians, Jones, against a mystery man in the game.
Yeah, I got him down as I don't know because I don't know his name.
Yep, number 14 for Casey. Clock moves. 145. We throw up and no good. Marsh the rebound for the Indians. Off to Toole, now to Jones. With a minute 10 to go in the game. 71-45, all that remains to be determined. The final score. There's the ball taken away by Hosselton, away from Jones. Hosselton lays it up, no good. Tapped up and in, however, by Caleb Patrick. Patrick with the basket, 4 for that kid. 73-45, 50 seconds to go in the game. Here is Skylar Toole. Gone. Taylor Osmond looks it for high post. 43 seconds to go. Left side of the wing to Marsh. Marsh on the dribble. Green. Can't find one. Now back to Wager. Top of the key in the circles. Left side to Toole. Left corner to Jones. Jones on the dribble. Now back out to Marsh. To Toole. 27 seconds to go. Toole on the right baseline. Shot up and in. And a chance at the point play.
Skylar Toole's played well tonight. He's got 8 points. Only 2 here in the state, however.
73-47, 12 seconds to go. Able to get these free throws off before the game ends.
Maybe.
First one is up and good. 3-point play, 1 second to go. Casey doesn't even inbound it. And the final score here on the People's State Bank scoreboard is the Casey Westfield Warriors 73 and the Lawrenceville Indians 48. So Casey moves on to the championship semifinals on Tuesday. Neither Newton nor Marshall on that night. The Indians, meanwhile, will play on Wednesday in the second consolation bracket semifinal. They'll play at 7:30 against a opponent to be determined. Again, the final score here. 48 in 4 minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball.
It's a great CD offer for 2018 from Citizens National Bank of Albion. You'll definitely want to take advantage of. Purchase a new certificate of deposit at a 1.80% APY annual percentage yield for a fixed 18 months. So come in from the cold and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any of our 6 banking locations today. You'll be glad you did. APY effective as of January 17, 2018.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Attention truck drivers and their families. Bestway Express is hiring Class A CDL drivers in your area. Bestway Express allows you to make your own schedule. You can run part-time or you can stay out 2 weeks at a time and earn premium pay. Unlike other companies, Bestway Express can actually get you home every weekend. Best Way Express has a free wellness clinic included in their full benefits package. Whether you've been on the road for 10 years or you're looking to get into a driving school, Best Way Express knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Harp. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back here at Red High School, I'm Steve Anderson and Hoffman Monson on 103.
Toolhead. Jordan Jones, 6 points. Ryan Moore at 4 points. All right, what do we do? Jordan Jones. Jordan Jones with 6 points. Ryan Moore with four. Blaine Wingham with 5 points off the bench. And Christian Beeman with 1 point off the bench. Jared Berg had nine. Berg had six. Hawk points all 3 cents. Luke Richard for the Wolves with 25 points. Noah Livingston had 4 points. And Will Hoselton had 1 point at the score. Katie Webb. We can get into our player and our sub of the game. Looking at the totals, I like Zeus Marsh for our player of the game tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, that's good.
Zeus Marsh, our Loeb Oil Slick player of the game. And looking at the substitutes for our Larry Bobes sub of the game, Blaine Winningham had 5 off the bench. I'd like to give him that honor tonight, Steve. What do you think?
You got it.
Absolutely.
All right, that's going to do it here. We understand we're having some technical difficulties. We apologize for those, and we'll try to rectify those. We're going to get out of here. Randy, not at the...
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People Save Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People Save Bank, your community bank.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better. And our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf in Lawrenceville provides a total rejuvenation experience and a true retreat from life's hustle and bustle. You can enjoy an amazing massage or a nourishing facial from Mandarin's professional licensed therapist. Continue your pampering in the Himalayan Salt Therapy Room while indulging in chocolates and wine from Coco's. The Mandarin Spa at New Leaf, 606 13th Street, downtown Lawrenceville. Call 618-707-2400 for your visit. Thank you and like us on Facebook.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians Basketball, a DLC Media sports presentation. This game was brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Best Way Express, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber. Lawrenceville Indians basketball all season long on Light 103 WAKO.
This is the smooth sound of WAKO Lawrenceville.